conversation together. This is that time of the show. You guys can ask us whatever question you want. If you scream it out, we're not going to answer it, so just raise your hand. We had some pretty interesting questions last night. You're kind of young for that to be happening to you, right? Yeah, but we had some interesting questions. But you guys can ask us whatever you want. Like I said, if you scream it out, nobody's going to answer. All you have to do is raise your hand. Yeah, dude, we'll ask one of the seamen up front.
What did you call him?
Every time I come back out here, we ended up talking to the same people.
Did you talk to these five?
I talked to these five. Are you guys wearing the same fucking shirt? Did I just notice that?
This is the worst boy band of all time. Fucking No Direction.
Like having Joe Diaz as my uncle. Probably why I had a cocaine problem. No, Joey's the fucking man, dude. He's he's family. It was always great.
I'll tell you my favorite Joe Diaz babysitting story. So for those of you who don't know who Joey Diaz is, he's a felon.
Also a stand-up comic, one of my oldest friends in comedy. And I always, when people say felon, he is, but I would consider him a moral criminal.
And a legit criminal.
Yeah. But if I had left $20 on my counter, he would have taken it, but he would have taken me out to lunch with him. And when we were at lunch, he'd have been like, I got it this time, you get it next time. I'd be like, did you get it this time, though? But people ask me all the time, why would you let a criminal babysit your kids? And I can tell you why. First of all, I didn't have any money, and Jerry worked for Hammer. More importantly, Joe Diaz loved these kids like they were his own, and I knew if shit went down, he was doing things that my $10 an hour babysitter would have never done. So that was what was more important to me, right? But let me tell you some of the shit that... So what would happen is, I was a single dad for a while, and I needed somebody to come watch the kids while I went out and did my stand-up. So Joey would come over and watch the kids early, and then I'd come home and Joe would go do his comedy. And so one night I come home, and Joey at the time was like 360 pounds and did not wear underwear. So he's wearing his jeans, and I walk in the room and the apartment, and he goes, all right, kids, time to clean up the toys. And he bends over to pick up a toy, and my daughter rips some hair out of his ass crack. And she goes, how many? And he goes, oh, it felt like five that time. I go, that time? What do you mean, that time? He goes, oh, she loves that game. I go, yeah, but I fucking hate it, dude.
Is that why she had pica?
You probably. That makes sense. Who else? Yeah, sure, yeah.
This one's too gorgeous.
Oh, hi.
Not for you. She wanted to meet. You passed your prime, dude.
Whoa! Can you laugh at that, motherfucker?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Can we swap shirts now or later? I like your shirt, mate.
No. I am a big Lightning McQueen fan, as you can tell by my t-shirt. I have the matching Lightning McQueen Crocs as well.
When you say swap shirts now,
lap dance ever. Alright, next question. Not about the fucking clothing, I'm wearing.
Listen, hold on one second. That was about to be one of the weirdest things we've ever seen in our life. This guy's like, that's right, I would have watched that for sure.
Alright, okay.
Mine's
very expensive. Just saying.
Did you say you're expensive? That's a weird way to say that. Alright, we're gonna move on.
Sit down.
There you go. Thank you.
In Adelaide? Yo, dude, we saw a legit bum fight in Adelaide at the park. It was crazy. I mean, it escalated
It was silent, and then the guy was like, go fuck yourself in the ass and get a job. And then you just heard, ah, ah, ah.
And I was like, this is where the fucking action is right here.
He got out of hand pretty fast.
Yeah, it happened. That's good. Yeah.
There was, yeah, right here. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, dude, out of context, that for some people they're like, what?
That was for Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
for you. Oh, for me, if I would give someone a dog biscuit if I had the chance, yeah, the only person I want to try and feed a dog biscuit to is this motherfucker to my right. So, not as funny when it's already been done.
I'm never falling for the biscuit.
Shh. All right, good talk. Anybody on? Oh, no, yeah, right here, go ahead.
So, are you going to superglue Jacob's meals on his suitcase for the rest of the tour?
Hey, well, on you, brother. How fucking great. That made me so happy. That was so loud.
That was supposed to be easy to roll. Why do the wheels get stuck and not make me able to roll the goddamn suitcase? Like, what the fuck? What's the purpose of all directional wheels and having four of them and none of them work?
Oh, that whole after that, dude, I can't. Could you tell how happy I was? That fucking made me so happy.
God damn it. You made me have a fucking stroke up here.
Great question.
This guy had a question.
The breakup last time you were out here, where does that sort of rank in funniest stories that you've seen at the show?
The what? Oh, the breakup. Holy shit.
Was anybody at the show here in Melbourne? How fucking crazy was that?
Not about that.
They were arguing. That was right behind you. Yo, for those of you who don't know, this couple broke up during the show. Right, because and they broke up because they disagreed over how long they had been going out. Right, well, how long? Because he said it was shorter than she thought.
No, he said like 4 months, and she said 2 weeks.
That's right.
Which, by the way,
fucking mad.
Yeah. By the way, dudes, if a woman ever tells you that, it means she's been fucking someone else.
Yeah. He was mad. That breakup was one of my favorite.
I forgot about that.
That's one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
Yeah, that was fucking funny. That was awesome. Anybody over there on that side? No? Fucking okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
of
course. Did I call them out last time?
Not these ones. Other friends that we came with their son. And you said his father was very cool and had swag.
By the way, yeah.
That was the first show we got.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know how questions work.
Young lady, go ahead. Picture of me and Jacob and Miley, it is clear only one of us wants to be in that picture.
That man was cheesing.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
I have had a chance to meet her another time, and I don't get starstruck by very many people. I can tell you what I like about her. It to be that young and to have enough confidence to not give a fuck what other people think, to me is crazy. So that's what I always like. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, it's time for like two more. What about this dude right here? Yeah, we'll come next.
What's your worst experience on drugs?
What's my worst experience on drugs?
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, can you pick? Can you pick a drug? It's pretty general. Can you narrow it down?
LSD.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had a bad, truthfully, I haven't had a bad experience. That acid that woman in the wheelchair gave me was fucking awesome. So,
so stupid.
There was one time I went to my drug dealer's house. I was 17, and he was like, hey, we wanted to buy some acid. So we went to him. He had like a liquid vial of acid, which is, by the way, the good shit. And we have Altoids, so he just drops on the Altoids. Another dude happens to come in, and he grabs a Sour Patch Kid with two drops on it, and he said, hey, can I get a roadie? And I was like, what the fuck is a roadie for acid? And he just put out his tongue, and my drug dealer, we'll call him Justin, because that's his name, dropped three drops on his tongue, and then one in his eye. And then my Justin looks at me and go, how far away do you live? He goes, 20 minutes. He goes, you should start driving home right fucking now.
You know my favorite story about you on acid?
On acid?
Oh, yeah.
So, I do, actually, yes.
I had said to him, hey, have you got any stories that I don't know about? I need some new material.
Hey, Captain Morgan, what the fuck is going on? Where are you going? You just trying to give the seaman a dick shot, or what's going on? Put it away, all right? Come on. There are children here.
Are there?
I don't know. We had a 9-year-old in a show in Auckland.
I know. That's so weird. So I go, yeah, just tell me any story. He goes, okay, but I won't get in trouble. I said, no, you won't get in trouble. And he goes, okay. He said, did I ever tell you that story about when you and Mom were out of town and we had some friends over and we all did acid? I said, no. And he goes, do you want to hear that one? I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, all I need to tell you about that story, he said, is that when I woke up in the morning, the pizza guy was still here.
His name was Greg.
Really?
Yeah, Greg quit his job and compared with high school kids. Not the best career move.
All right. All right, yes, go ahead. I've never caught him having sex, but my wife caught him jerking off.
That did happen, but she never caught me, but I did fuck in the house plenty.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Not in a single hotel.
All right, I think we have time.
Anybody like the back? Yeah, well, yeah, right here, right.
Found any mushrooms yet?
Are you holding? I haven't found any, but I've been looking!
There are
no mushrooms in Melbourne. That was a lot of consonants and no vowels when you said that.
She said you said there are a lot of mushrooms in Melbourne?
Yeah,
no. Oh, she said don't eat the mushrooms in Melbourne, yeah.
You hear about the casserole.
The casserole?
Hold on, what are the odds that I'm talking to you and I'm looking at him? Shut the fuck up. So tell me what happened with the casserole.
This crazy lady, she put poisonous mushrooms in this fucking casserole.
Yeah.
Killed her fucking family.
I go back to what I said, which is, who the fuck are you guys?
And watch them eat it. It was their ex-husband? Ex-husband's family.
I can see why he left her. Yeah, that makes sense. I would have been out the door too. So Australia's one big cult is what I'm hearing. That's not right.
Was that here? What are you guys making fun of Adelaide for fuck's sake? You got casserole killers here?
No, casserole killer is a great fucking name.
But I mean, that's my rap name, the casserole killer. Yeah, dude.
Let's do one more. Come on, let's do one more.
You want to do one more? Beef Wellington was my nickname when I was a kid.
Best prank we've been a victim of. He told you, oh no, you didn't tell the dog treat story yet. But most of you, it sounds like, know the dog biscuit story. Yeah, fuck you guys.
I don't know what the best prank you've been... Oh, probably the one Mom and I pulled on you, but that's a 12-minute story. We don't have time for that.
Yeah, you know, the best prank... Well, I will tell you, I used to live in a pretty dark... Before these guys, I lived in a pretty dark house. It was, like, a lot of shade, a lot of, like, overgrown trees. It was always dark. And my friend, he hid in my house. I don't know if this is a prank. That's not what I would qualify as a prank. You know, when you think when you get so scared that your asshole drops out of your body because you're like, huh, and it goes like that. Right? But I got home and he waited under my bed.
Oh no.
So I was probably home for 2 hours. You know, completely comfortable. I'm in my house. Any nerves of it? Hello? 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 Any of that? Don't. And dude, when I got to the side of my bed and he grabbed my ankle. I jazz handed. It was such a crazy. So embarrassing. I'm not kidding. For about a year, every time he saw me, he'd go.